SuriNet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Seven people were transported to a hospital after a four-vehicle crash in Stone County, west of Branson, yesterday afternoon. Among the seven, who all had minor injuries, were a newborn, a one-year-old, and a two-year-old. The state says it has asked for an extension to comply with the Real ID Act, according to a report from KMBC-TV. The Department of Revenue says it's confident it'll get another extension after October 10th, when driver's licenses from Missouri will no longer be accepted as identification at airports. Missouri lawmakers are heading back to work today for a special session requested by Governor Mike Parson. Bill Wise reports.
The special session will coincide with the annual veto session that takes place on the first Wednesday after the second Monday in September. The veto session is held for the legislature to consider action on bills the governor has rejected after the regular session ends in May. Parson called the special session this year to address two measures he vetoed in July, largely for technical reasons. In a statement last week, he said the gathering would focus on the passage of computer science course access and awareness of career opportunities through STEM education, as well as expanding treatment courts from drugs to include other areas such as mental health. STEM is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math, and STEM education generally means integrating the four disciplines into a single curriculum. In his proclamation to convene the special session, Parson said not enough students are pursuing careers in STEM, and not enough teachers are equipped to educate students in those subjects. The other bill set to be re-examined would establish treatment court divisions to handle several categories involving substance, alcohol, and mental disorders. Currently, the state only has a drug treatment court.
Governor Mike Parson says infrastructure and workforce development are the two most important issues facing urban and rural Missouri. The GOP governor spent the entire day Friday in St. Louis with Mayor Lyda Crewson and Kansas City Mayor Sly James. Parson did not mince words about how Missouri has performed.
And we are behind on workforce development. There's no other way to sugarcoat that. We have not done a good job.
St. Louis County prosecutors have issued charges against 38-year-old Jesse Kelly for a murder in the parking lot of a Walmart in South St. Louis County. Kelly allegedly shot and killed a man while robbing him at gunpoint from the passenger seat of a car. The National Election Security Summit is underway today and tomorrow in St. Louis. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says his office is going to great lengths to secure November's election and equipment.
If you were somehow able to get into a machine, you'd have to get into thousands of them, and they'd be different types of machines, and they're spread out geographically across the state, and they're protected not just from cyber attacks, but also physically.
A bipartisan group of 25 secretaries of state and other election officials and U.S. Department of Homeland Security personnel will discuss ways to ease threats and vulnerabilities. A Kansas City business is ready to start home delivery of alcohol. Stores making sure employees are trained to use an app that they feel comfortable driving and delivering, and making sure they're trained to check ID when the service starts tomorrow. This is Missouri Net News.